Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Good Morning Show brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Family and Medical Leave.
We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections.
I missed the insurrection part, the sedition part, Ken. Where is it?
Oh, well, you missed the first half of the cut?
No, I heard that. What did he say? We're going to cheer for our senators?
No, never take back
this
country.
Can we go back to talking about
Wiggy
in the strip club? That was a way more fun conversation.
I know, it's inconvenient. I know, it doesn't fit the narrative.
That's nothing to do with the narrative. It's just exhausting.
Danielle just wants the ins and outs of what was going on.
Baby, I want to know what you ate, who was there, what
lemon
she was wearing.
Lemon pepper wangs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wangs at a strip club?
Speaking of eating things, the important question, which I can't figure out yet, is whether Army Hammer is a cannibal or not. That's the biggest question of the day.
That is nuts.
Is whether he is a true and honest cannibal. This is TJ from Portland. Hello, TJ.
Hey, Greg. I can't really figure out why you're so deliberately obtuse about Donald Trump. Like, you know that he knows who those people are in that crowd. They're QAnon nuts. I mean, are you a person who believes in QAnon? Do you believe he won a landslide victory and he's being robbed of it?
No, I don't. I'm not a judge, so I don't.
I'm not some huge liberal here. I'm a moderate guy. I will never forgive the Republican Party for making me vote for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago.
Okay. I'm a moderate also. So what? But what is your point?
Did you watch 60 Minutes the other night? There were people in Georgia who were doing their job, Greg, that are getting death threats, have had to go into hiding because of this guy. He's a lunatic, and you're making excuses for him on a radio show that goes up to a lot of people. That's enabling a tyrant.
So anytime somebody makes a death threat, it's the fault of the individual that you determine they're making it in honor of? Are you kidding me? Hold people accountable.
He named the woman by name who has never been convicted of a crime in this country and called her a professional voter hoaxer.
Okay.
And that because leads, she was standing near
and so a grown ass a grown see the problem is accountability is that you can't look at in this one particular case. You can in other cases, but in this one particular case, you can't look at a bunch of buffoons who did what they did in a violent manner last week and hold them accountable. You need to blame it on somebody else, but you don't do that when other things are going on. You don't do that when people are burning buildings, when people are burning businesses down, or when people are taking control of an entire city and not letting people go back to their homes. You don't
blame
that.
No, I agree with you on that.
Okay, so who do you blame for that?
I absolutely thought that lefty politicians should have been more out in front of.
Okay. So you blame them for that. Do you blame for people who died in the autonomous zone? Do you blame Nancy Pelosi for that?
It's not the same, Greg. She's not stirring up radical groups with no basis of reality at all.
They're both sides stir people up. That's what they do constantly.
Yeah, but you're talking about a group of people who aren't dealing with facts of reality of what.
Well, here you go. Now you're determining that a group of people based on who they voted for are not as intelligent as you.
No, I'm not talking about if you voted for Donald Trump. I'm talking about the people that were at those rallies. He knew where QAnon, it was all over the internet. They were talking about who they were going to shoot once they got there. I mean, the FBI knew about it. They warned the Capitol Police. I have no idea what they were thinking there. I mean, this is a very, very scary group of people. And he knows that the shaman, whatever the heck he is, of QAnon is sitting there in the rally. He knew who those people were. They're nuts.
You're talking about, now you're declaring that a man who only eats organic food is dangerous. I don't know if I can go along with that.
No,
that
very is, fine I, people I, on both sides.
I think a person who doesn't eat a good steak is, I think they're dangerous.
Oh, he's suspect.
Yeah, definitely suspect.
Suspect.
You don't want a good old burger, man?
Did you talk politics with any of the strippers?
No.
Listen, you didn't?
No, we talk
no politics with the strippers.
You can't hear him with the mask on over the music.
You didn't have to wear your mask.
This is
only going in the bathroom.
This is Kesey. Hello.
It's a better visual.
Hey, Kesey, what's up?
What's going on? I just don't understand. Now, I'm not a big politician. I'm not big into the stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. But what I am is a person, right? And I'm old enough to understand right from wrong, okay? My parents taught me that. You understand? Mm-hmm. No matter what other people are doing, you make the decision. You understand? You make the decision. So if Donald Trump said, I think it's a good idea if you practice, for Olympic diving, maybe jump off the bridge if you don't have a diving board high enough.
Yeah.
And then people go do it. Are they allowed to blame that on Donald Trump?
Wiggy wants to.
Or is it because it fits the narrative? This is the problem, Wiggy. If you got a holding penalty, Wiggy, mm-hmm. are you going to blame the other team's defensive or defensive line coach because he taught his player too good that you had to hold him so he should be fired? Let's grow up. Let's be accountable people. We all know right and wrong. There's a lot of people that are mm-hmm. bad and are going to do bad things. Don't bail them out by blaming people. You just were told Donald Trump's thing. Let's go down and cheer patriotically. So if you're really a patriot and you believe in not the New England patriot way, but mm-hmm. the quote-unquote United States patriot way, you're not going to be a clown. But there are clowns everywhere. Don't bail out clowns for acting like clowns. Be a grown-up and say, be accountable for yourself and don't blame other people. Wiggy, work harder in the off-season. You'll catch that block next year. Don't blame someone for doing something that you had a tough time with. You understand?
I understand, but also I did grow up in an environment where my mother said, and this is why I don't understand how people, you know, maybe some people didn't grow up that way. I grew up where it was like, listen, the people you hang around with, it's going to reflect on how people perceive you or look at you.
Right. So that's in the case of Belichick, he made that decision.
Yes.
He decided that he didn't want, or somebody decided for him, that he didn't want to be associated with this president. The question that I asked mm-hmm. that started this giant kerfuffle,
right,
was whether if he deserves that Medal of Freedom, is it right that he does not get it because of the feelings that people have about this president?
But we all agreed with you and said that it's not right.
It's not right.
But you don't see the other side of it and going, well, is it a smart move on his behalf not to go get this medal because of the perception people are going to have on him because of the guy who's giving it to him?
I understand the absolute perception. And I think there was probably no other choice that the organization and Bill Belichick could make. No other choice. John says it was the absolute right move, I believe. Hello, John.
Good morning, boys. Hola, Eladio.
Hello.
That's the end of that. I've exhausted my Spanish. Greg, since this guy came along, one side was saying that this guy's different. He's going to shake everything up. It's but that kind of stuff. The other side was saying, yeah, he's different, but he's also temperamentally unfit for office, and he's dangerous.
A narcissist,
and stuff is going to happen.
Yes, right.
And compare, by the way, Maxine Waters is a – I don't have a high regard for her, and I denounce what she said out in the parking lot with 100 people. Yeah. He's been jazzing people up for two months with lies, and some of his coat holders are doing it for them. You see Mo Brooks at that rally, by the way, Greg?
Was that the
Did
guy
you see the Donald Jr. and the rest of them, Rudy,
yeah.
Combat.
I think what Rudy.
I mean,
I think
it's a total picture, Greg.
If you
and this
say,
guy is leading the band.
If
he's
want,
had these. He,
I can't
I'm sorry,
say,
go ahead.
I can't even say anything.
If
some want to suggest that Rudy Giuliani incited violence by what he said, I would lean more toward that.
Okay, I hear that. But
you know, let's
have
trial by combat.
I know you got to go, but respect of office. Yeah. On the one hand, people like me think he has totally disrespected that office from day one and continues to do so. Then when stuff like this comes up, respect, we got to have respect for the office. It's the presidency.
By the way,
let's not forget, Bill might have decided on his own. It's not appropriate for me to go because of what this guy's done.
And he may.
Both sides have a narrative, Greg.
He may. Do you think Bill decided this on his own?
I don't know. I'd be BSing if I said I had some inkling on that. I'm going to be hopeful and say he hoped that he did. But sure, the cloud around things obviously affects things. You know.
I think Linda had more of an influence on it than the Crafts.
But that caller is the greatest example, John. Good guy. He says about Maxine Waters that what she did was in a parking lot with a couple hundred people, so who cares?
No, he said he didn't agree with that.
I know, but he mitigated it by saying it was in a parking lot with a couple hundred people, when in reality that video clip was seen by millions of people, because everything is everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like in an actual trial by combat, Rudy Giuliani would be easy to defeat, because all you have to do is spray water at his hair, and then
stuff
the dye
would get in his eyes.
The dye would get in his eyes, and he couldn't see it coming from around the corner.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Wow, he's very nice.
All right, do you want to get to the dumbest of the day? Let's do that.
It's time for...
My palms are like Lake Ohio.
The dumbest of the day.
You know, whether it's Boston, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, you can list off the markets.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day. And we did our best to listen to and observe everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Shocking news. Dumbest of the day once again brings us to the great state of Florida.
The anything goes state.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
A Largo high school teacher. I guess this must be Key Largo.
Sure.
No, Largo, Florida. It's by Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Clearwater, lovely place.
High school teacher.
High school teacher named Christina Rezetar was very angry as four of her students refused to wear a mask properly in class.
Okay.
So instead of having them put the mask on properly, she really fixed the situation in the only way you can. She used aerosol disinfectant and sprayed it on the bodies and faces of her students.
You're kidding me.
Unbelievable.
How old is this woman?
She is 51 years old.
She's had it.
You're kidding me.
There were some of them hellions in there.
She sprayed the kids with disinfectant. Oh.
She is facing four counts of child abuse.
Okay.
And we're going to hear from her neighbor, Teresa.
I don't think it was the right thing to do. Maybe a little excessive. I mean, I know the teachers have to be under a lot of pressure right now with the virus.
Everybody's under a lot of pressure. It does not excuse this action.
Joe Clark used the baseball bat.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you really should just help them put the mask on properly up over the nose. I'm guessing that was the issue. And not spray them with disinfectant. That's the way to put it.
What's horrifying is, how is she teaching kids if she's this stupid? Like, that's crazy.
All right. Well, there you have it. That is the dumbest of the day. And here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bill Belichick not moving forward with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, that Donald Trump had planned to give him on Thursday. What if Biden offers him the same award next week? Maybe he'll do that as some kind of a peace offering.
Or something.
Does that become too political the other way? Now it's like a political game,
right?
Political football. To use the idiom.
Then they would say you probably cannot give Bill Belichick this medal because he is friends with the president. Do you think he called the president and told him that he wasn't going to accept it? The White House won't say whether they spoke or not.
Yeah, I don't think he's...
Text exchange.
I think he's limited to maybe one text every couple of months with Trump.
I'm guessing that Bill probably sent that emoji that is the face emoji with the eyes that are wide open. That's probably what he said.
I just saw this. Bill sent him a DM on Parler.
He does reference in his statement the 2020 conversations with his great leadership within our team, so I wonder how that plays with the McCourties and others.
Well, I think absolutely. Wiggy said it this morning. It's a good move when it comes to the locker room, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he would have had a lot of players who were probably upset that he accepted that medal.
Yeah, he would have definitely because it's the perception. You're hanging out with the wrong crew, Greg.
Well, Bill is trailing Saban in terms of rings won as a head coach. Nick Saban winning his seventh last night, 52-24. Tied over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Here's Saban talking afterward.
Perseverance probably is the one word that describes this team the best in terms of what they've had to overcome all season long to go undefeated and win a championship.
Well, when you got stupid coaches that let the Heisman Trophy winner go for 215 yards and three touchdowns in the first half because they got linebackers covering them, what do you expect?
Well, Justin Fields struggled as well, Wiggy. 194 passing, one touchdown.
But defensively, man, you let Devontae Smith run right down the middle of the field past a linebacker who could barely run with no help over the top. And then you think you're going to beat Alabama? Whatever.
Mac Jones will be there at 15 when the Patriots pick. He looked pretty good last night. Obviously a great team, including Devontae Smith.
You think that game, though, in this season, like, elevates him to the first round? Does he now, like, slide in the door?
I mean, I don't know. What's the knock on... There's a knock sometimes on Alabama players, so in general, right?
Well, the quarterbacks get... It's the talent around them,
okay,
right? And yeah. I understand that to a certain extent. But when you look at a guy, does he get the Joe Burrow treatment, right? Who was a fifth-round draft pick before the season started, then all of a sudden is the number one overall pick. Does that game instantly elevate him because of how he looked? I mean, he was accurate at times. He was throwing the ball well. Does it elevate him?
Alabama quarterbacks have a similar sort of stigma as Ohio State quarterbacks. There just hasn't. Joe Namath was the last Alabama quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Celtics had their second straight game postponed due to COVID tonight with the Bulls.
How long are they going to... So, and they had another... There's another player in quarantine, right?
As of this morning,
that's what I heard this morning.
I'll check on that.
Yeah.
So, when these games get postponed,
do they get replayed? What's the NBA ruling this season?
I believe they're attempting to do so, yeah.
Okay.
Thus postponed.
So you go back-to-back or something like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to make it up somewhere. The Bruins start Thursday, and the NHL confirmed they'll play in that outdoor game in Lake Tahoe Sunday, February 21st against Philly, 3 p.m. It'll be their fourth outdoor game here in the decade. Winter Classic at Fenway in 2010, the Gillette Stadium 2016, and Notre Dame Stadium in 2019.
I don't get why Lake Tahoe. I mean, and they're playing against Philly. Why? They couldn't have did it here or in Philadelphia.
About the optics. Get that great Alpine Lake, Wiggy. Alpine lake in the country.
Man, there are beautiful places in Philly and in Massachusetts.
There are in Philly?
Well, and I guess in Pennsylvania, I would say. There's got to be some nice areas. Could have played the dam in Lake Winnipesaukee. It's a beautiful lake.
That's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Always a good time for Rob Zombie, Ken Laird. I like that choice this morning.
Born on this date in 1965.
Oh,
in the great city of Maverick.
Wow.
Oh,
he's your age, Greg.
Yes, my age.
Don't know much about his music, but he makes great horror films.
Yes. Yeah. Talented, obviously talented musical artist and a director also, Wiggy. Yes. Did you watch the Tiger documentary?
No,
yet?
I want to check it out.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, it's on, what is it, HBO, right?
It's on HBO. Yeah. Curtis and I both watched it yesterday.
How many parts is it?
I think it's only two.
Yeah,
it
wraps up. It's each 90 minutes. The final part is next Sunday at 9. But the one thing that that wasn't there, which is shocking to me, and it was in the book, so maybe it'll come up later, but Earl Woods is buried in an unmarked grave in Kansas.
Yeah.
Which is just the most...
Is that his dad?
Yeah. I forgot how much of a falling out they had later on in life. I forgot that until I saw the documentary.
And it also shows that Tiger's mom, who I think was equally, if not more so, involved with placing him in an unmarked grave in Kansas, was a good soldier. But once he died, she was done because of how he treated her over the course of the marriage.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
What's up?
So, here's my thing. I believe that Belichick should accept the award.
Huh.
And it's a shame that he's not, because and this is why a lot of what happened at the Capitol, it's embarrassing, it's a disgrace. In other countries, people get shot for having the freedom to protest. It's okay to protest. It's just how it went about.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that now this guy achieved an award, and he's unable to take it because... This country is so preoccupied of prejudging everyone and what they do, what they say. I mean, guys, it's freedom of speech. We all know that. We cannot use our freedom of speech. We cannot say what we feel without looking over our shoulder, or without thinking what our neighbor's going to think of us. And that is not right. And this guy now has an award that he rightfully deserves, and God forbid he goes and takes it because... At the end of the day, I don't believe it's Donald Trump that has a say in who gets the award. I mean, I'm sure he has some influences on it, but, you know, and then he can't get it. It's just really messed up when you think about it.
I mean,
it really
the president picks the Presidential Medal of Freedom honorees or nominees. Mm-hmm. So he picked Belichick. I mean, they're friends. I don't know if they're still friends.
Right.
New phone for this.
Yeah. But I am confident that they got together as an organization and determined that from a business perspective, it was the absolute wrong move to make.
So you agree if the whole thing at the Capitol never happened, right? You agree that...
Do I think that he would have accepted it?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
No way.
So do you think it... But
he did. He was reappointed a few weeks ago to the President's Council on Sports or whatever by mm-hmm. Trump. And he accepted that.
But that is very different.
This is a much bigger highlight. Like this award.
Video optic highlight thing?
Just in general. I just feel like, it, you know, the council is kind of like, there's other people. It's a thing, whatever. There's councils and panels and whatever everywhere. But this is like a, hey, Bill got picked for the Medal of Freedom.
Well, and you have to remember that this organization, the last time they won the Super Bowl, didn't go to the White House and didn't even address it. It was never brought up.
Right.
They just said, they just let the story, as Trump would say, wash away.
Yeah.
So, but so you think you're in the camp of, if this never happens, that he doesn't go, because getting the award is Trump physically putting it on him, and that's the optics. And
it's just much more personal, Wiggy. It's not a name alongside Mariano Rivera and all these other people. It's you with the president being presented with the highest civilian honor.
But how good a coach, in all fairness, right, is Coach Belichick?
And if you don't think that the Globe and all the people that hate the Patriots would have utilized that even before the insurrection, I mean, you're not paying attention.
This Ben Volen piece incoming.
This is Ronnie. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. So quick question for Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
If President-elect Biden was the one who nominated Belichick for the medal, would it be okay for him to go accept it then?
I mean, I wouldn't see what's the issue, because President-elect Biden isn't being investigated for possibly inciting a riot.
So we're taken away from the accomplishment of Belichick being nominated for that medal because of who the person was that nominated him?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Exactly, right. Which is wrong. I said that. I've been saying that all morning, and I'm being absolutely berated by angry texters this morning.
It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
I don't get how you don't see how that doesn't make sense. Like, if the person giving you something is... Even if he's not being investigated for something, but if there's this black cloud hovering over them, and I know you don't want me to use the word stain, right? And
no, only when you're talking about Harvey Weinstein, the word stain is not the word
okay.
you use.
It's Weinstein.
If there's this, like, just the black cloud in it, whether it's perception or reality, whatever it is around this person, how do you not see when a person goes, I don't think it's right if I align myself with him, even it's not about the beliefs or anything like that, or I accept something from this person?
You ask these questions, how do I see it? It's how I feel. I don't. If somebody deserves an honor, if Bill Belichick is deserving of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, then he should be given it, regardless of who is giving it to
right.
him.
Right. But then again,
so that's
you,
how I feel. But you keep going, I don't know
but
how.
But no,
you
because
can.
You say you understand when the Mrs. OG says you don't hang with those people because it's a bad look.
Yeah.
So that's.
I also understand.
Sounds like you're talking out both sides of your mouth.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't to some people. It might to you. I also understood when the Mrs. OG Hill said, if so and so told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Did Mrs. Wiggins ever say that to
yeah.
you?
She said to me all the time.
Okay.
But guess
okay.
what? If so-and-so who I hang out with is somebody that has a real influence on me.
Criminal.
Has a real influence on me. And she knows if that person says jump off a bridge, there's a good chance that I might do it because that person.
That's why she told you not to. But she told you to act on your own as a human being.
But her number one thing
and
is.
And then she probably said you're going to be held accountable for your own actions and not be able to blame it on somebody else.
No, her number one thing is don't hang around certain people because people are going to perceive you a certain way based on how they act.
Mm-hmm. And if Biden gave this to Belichick, is there any way we could say with certainty that he would recognize who it is when he arrived?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Mrs. OG Hill is different than Mrs. OG Wiggins. So.
The unfortunate thing is I feel like this is the first honor that Bill Belichick has achieved without cheating.
Oh, no.
I thought you
were gonna, he's not going to get it now.
I thought you were going to say what else Tom Brady.
That's what I thought he was going to do too, Greg.
Tom Brady.
Greg is just endearing him to the audience this morning.
All right. We got to take a break.
Why can't he get it anyways without just not going there to physically get it?
They can mail it, you mean?
Yeah.
They
you seen the post office?
Then he still gets it.
I mean.
People are still going to complain about it.
Yeah.
I learned that from Belichick, right?
Mike Pence needs his own, like, Vice Presidential Medal of Freedom. He can hand that out.
That's January 20th. That's when Pence is free.
Be like the little wings he used to get when you were a kid when he got on the airplane when the captain came out and gave them to you. You know what I mean?
And you broke them before the flight landed.
Yeah. All right. Danielle has the news coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Oh, Hilaria. Hi.
Danielle Murr.
WowGirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations you can visit, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can go online to learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, we discussed it for a little bit yesterday. It was my lead. And Boston Police Commissioner Willie Gross says that he's not running out a rule. He's not ruling out a run for mayor. He said that he's talking with his family. He's got a lot of important things to decide. Of course, running for mayor is a big decision. And he said he wants to take his time and make the appropriate decision.
This isn't something you can decide within 3 days. I will have to talk to my family and the mayor and my friends about this. My goal is for a healthy, safe city. We need to talk about reform, and I don't want to sound like a candidate. We need to work together. There's too much separation.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I do too.
He's got my vote.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's a snappy dresser, Wiggy.
Yeah.
He is.
Which is a bonus.
He likes a good hat.
Yeah. He's going to.
Like Cam.
I like him.
And he's a big fan of the show.
He should be the guy. I like him. So.
What are we going to trade for the endorsement? This is a big decision.
Great question.
Curtis.
Wait, who wants that?
That is true. I don't even think his dad wants that.
No. Well, it eases the financial burden. There's been a lot of discussion over the last couple of days about things like censorship when it comes to social media. And is the president, is his right to free speech being censored because he's being blocked on pretty much every social media platform? Well, Facebook, at least, has no plans to lift the block on Donald Trump's account.
Of course they
don't. That's according to Sheryl Sandberg, who is the operations chief there.
We have clearly established principles that say you cannot call for violence. In this moment, we took down those posts that we thought might be calling for violence or were calling for violence immediately. But in this moment, the risk to our democracy was too big that we felt we had to take the unprecedented step of what is an indefinite ban. And I'm glad we did. Our ban's indefinite. We've said at least through the transition, but we have no plans to lift. We have no plans to lift it.
Meanwhile, you got the president of Iran on there threatening to destruct the United States. Is that a risk to our democracy?
I don't think so. I would think they'd have to be banned as well.
They're not. I mean, I think, near as I can tell, he's the only guy who's been banned from Facebook.
I'd like to be banned from Facebook. I hate Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, I think people should be worried about it. We talked about it yesterday. These giant social media conglomerates are able to control the speech in this country. And I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right.
Big media, big money, and big tech.
Well, the other thing is
dangerous.
People don't realize Google and the power they wield and what they're able to suppress, what stories come up, what stories don't come up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, I kind of used to think like you, Greg. But I don't. There are too many dumb people in this world.
Amen.
That will do dumb things, right? And so, if you allow them their opportunity to maybe, you know, follow certain people and these people,
you can't. Are you being serious right now?
I am 100%. There are too many dumb people out there.
I don't think you can police that by shutting down a media entity.
Then we need to shut down TikTok, where you got TikTok people saying lick a toilet seat on an airplane to get the coronavirus.
But
right?
People actually do that.
Yeah, they do.
Right? So
people have been doing that since the dawn of time.
Yeah, it's called Darwin.
Right, but licking a toilet bowl is different than inciting violence, right?
So or promoting the narrative of a stolen election with zero evidence.
That's different. Like, I understand there are dumb people that are going to lick the toilet bowl, and okay, whatever. But if you say, you know what, I can't stand so-and-so, I wish there was somebody out there that would burn his house down, you don't think there's some that person should be held accountable?
They are. That would be sent to the police.
But I think that's what it sounds like. So if you're inciting, if it's violent talk or doing things that are violent, yeah, maybe you should be banned.
But you don't have to. But that's the point, is if you do that, if somebody said, I want to burn down Curtis's house today, 500 people would like the post, and then the police would contact the author of it, and they'd say, what are you doing? You can't do that.
Yeah.
So that's the way our country works. You don't just shut things down.
Well, I mean, they're shutting down dangerous sites like North Shore Beefs.
I mean, really. This is outrageous. Calling us terrorists. How dare they?
You can't tell a guy you're going to go to his house and punch him in the face because you didn't like his roast beef.
Right. They don't shut down the place that you said that on. They shut
you
down.
I'm not saying
the courts. Show ponies. Right. Where's the beef?
It's not that complex.
No, but if they're so dangerous, why don't they shut the platforms down?
Man, do y'all even listen? They should shut the platform down. I'm saying they should shut the people down. Not the platform. What? I've never said that.
Where do you draw the line,
There's going to be nobody left on the platform except people who are sharing recipes.
I'd be fine with that. I would sign up for that platform in a second, bud.
But that's what I'm talking about. You shouldn't shut down Facebook.
I think a bigger question is, how did if all this was planned on social media, how did law enforcement miss it for the weeks and months that they were planning it?
They were ordering insurrection merch. They had merch.
I know. How did they miss that?
Somebody's wife went nuts with a cricket machine that morning.
All right.
Well, when it comes knocking on your door, don't say I didn't warn you.
There you go, baby.
Listen, when you get shut down, Wiggy, because you
never.
Say when
yeah,
when,
but
when
I
you,
I
when
never
you
say,
get when you get shut down,
well.
Because you say something that the mainstream doesn't agree with. No, that the mainstream doesn't agree with,
yep.
don't come whining to me.
I won't come whining to you, but I will never say anything that's violent.
Well, Pebbles tried to shut you down.
Exactly. I won't say anything that's violent.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say I'm going to go to our house and do X, Y, and Z.
You say things that could be construed as violent all the time.
But well, you say that we're not listening, but within your statement, you said three different things. At the beginning, you said it was to blame. The platform was to blame.
No, I never said the platform was
to
blame. No, I never did that. I said the people that are on this platform are to blame. Never the platform.
Let me ask you a question. Should Madonna be, should she still be on Twitter or Facebook or wherever she said it after saying she was going to blow the White House up?
No.
She shouldn't.
She shouldn't.
Okay. Why is she, do you think?
Well, I don't know why she is, but if she says she's going to blow up the White House, no, she should not be on Facebook or Twitter or any other social media thing because she's
inciting. What about Kathy Griffin or whatever her name was?
When she said chop the president's head off?
Yeah, should she be on? But why wasn't she?
Well, there was a photo shoot that accompanied that.
What about Wiggy when he said Cam should get $30 million a year?
I told you, when it comes knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't. The sad thing was there weren't any dumb people who agreed with Wiggy on that one.
He remains on an island.
Oh, gosh.
All right. What else is going on today, Danielle?
Well, I mean, we should revisit your lead and Governor Cuomo's pivot during his State of the State address yesterday in New York, saying we need to reopen the businesses, which is in stark contrast to what he's basically been saying all along.
I mean, this is backing the goalpost back up to where it was.
He pulled it out of the ground.
So, yeah, so suddenly.
Trucked it out of there.
Suddenly, some of these governors, I'm sure that Charlie Parker will be next with the inauguration just days away, are suggesting that it's time to reopen businesses.
We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We will have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
Okay. All right.
You should go back. You should go back to November 3rd.
Speaking of optics, is the worst optics decision of this entire mess the Andrew Cuomo leadership book on how to deal with COVID as it is currently ravaging his city
right
now? That's
our future president.
Was it called Somehow I Manage, Curtis?
Well, the best thing was when he was going to drive himself, or excuse me, have his driver take him up to the playoff game to watch the Bills, and then everybody was like, "How are you going to go to a game when you've been telling us we can't go to a restaurant indoors or outdoors?"
But he did the right thing. Months. Donated it to a healthcare worker.
Yes,
nice.
Once everybody found out, he did the right thing.
But the fact that he was actually going to go. I mean, come on,
and
bro.
He scalped it to the healthcare worker. They had to pay double.
Okay.
Danielle, we're a little bit behind, so we should probably take a quick break and then continue with the rest of the news here
Sounds
on the
good.
Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.